Numbers and Tech Podcast is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios, speak and be heard. Numbers and Tech Podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communications expert and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and wide format printing for signs, as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? Visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com/Boise or call 208-IMPRINT. That's 208-467-7468. Hi, I'm Melissa, and this is the Numbers and Tech Podcast. Every entrepreneur has a story. Listen to women discuss the financial side of their business, both the challenges and successes. Let's grab life by the bottom line. Hello, everyone. This is Melissa, and today I want to talk to you about a mid-year check-in. A year is a long time. Things change, probably multiple times even. So to avoid stress, anxiety, and a general feeling of overwhelm, I recommend a mid-year accounting check-in for your business. Time flies, so it's important to occasionally pause and assess. Otherwise, you're likely to be surprised by your year-end results, or even worse, an unexpected tax bill next spring. How are you tracking those goals you set back in January? Is there an opportunity to save more money, contribute to a cause, or even minimize taxes? Summer is now in full swing, and generally most organization schedules are slower this time of year. This means it's the perfect time to review your accounting and get ready for the fall, because when school is back in session, and people are back from vacation, year-end activities aren't really that far away. So here's a few suggestions of what you can do right now to minimize that fall workload. I like to always start by asking yourself, what's worked so far this year? It's always good practices to begin with the positive. After all, if your business is still running, you're doing something right. So make a list of your successes so far this year and how you achieved them. Writing down the practices that worked, the goals you met, the customers you made happy, and the revenue you created will help you recognize the positive patterns you want to repeat and translate into the next steps for your business. But unfortunately, this leads us naturally to the next question. What hasn't been successful so far this year? This part of the process is probably why you put off a mid-year business review in the first place. While it can be difficult to acknowledge the things that didn't work, it's a necessary evil towards connecting patterns and improving your future results. So take a look at the mistakes made and any areas of your business that aren't performing well. Then it's time to concentrate on understanding the underlying reasons for these issues. So if your business is losing money, now's the time to drill down through your numbers and see where those problems lie. Also, make sure you look to your employees and customers as valuable resources in your quest for these answers about why things didn't work as well as you'd hoped. We all go into things with the best intentions, so your staff can shed light on blind spots you may not be paying attention to. And don't forget your customers can provide feedback on potential new revenue streams or reasons why their purchases from you may be down from previous years. Put everything that you see as a problem down on paper, along with potential corrections you can start making now to get your business in a better position. Which takes me on to item number 3, catch up on entering information. And what I mean by that is if you're using QuickBooks as an accounting software, or if you have a Salesforce database, or just wherever it is that you keep your business numbers and notes, take a moment to make sure you have all the correct dates on everything and verify that all your transactions, receipts, notes to date have been entered. After you've done that, item 4, review expenses. In today's world, everything seems to be a monthly subscription. So make sure that even though they seem inexpensive on their own, all these subscriptions add up. So at your mid-year check-in, review what subscriptions you've been using over the last 2 to 4 weeks, and then cancel the ones you're not actively using. Number 5, if your business uses contract employees or vendors, make sure that you're collecting W-9 forms from them. You need a W-9 form kept on file so that you can file a 1099 by the end of next January. Year end comes with a big enough to-do list, and I always hate next January scrambling to get W-9s from all the vendors businesses have paid before. So I recommend that you always request a W-9 from any vendor you pay before you even make your very first payment to them. It's kind of like a ransom. Sure, I'll submit payment just as soon as you give me that W-9. You can find a W-9 online. IRS.gov will always have the latest version of the W-9 you need filled out. The IRS typically updates these every 2 years. A W-9 is where you are asking any vendor you pay for their name, their EIN, which is their tax ID, their mailing address, and then their email address. So come next January, when a 1099 has to be created, you already have all that information from him. It saves you so much time and stress, because if your 1099s are not mailed out by January 31st, that can be a fine. So now on to number 6, review accounts receivable. What exactly does that mean? It just means to not let outstanding customer invoices remain unpaid for too long. Instead, try and stay on top of your clients so that you don't lose any profits. Depending on your business, that may mean a weekly check-in, bi-weekly check-in, or at least once a month if they haven't paid your invoice yet. Number 7. A big part of any mid-year review is reviewing financial statements. Typically, a financial statement at the bare minimum is your profit and loss and balance sheet. So you want to ask yourself when you look at your financial statements, are you sticking to your desired budget goals? And if not, now's the time to make any changes to get yourself back on track so you can finish the year strong. Or does your budget need to be changed? Maybe something happened now that you didn't know of back in January when you created this budget. Number 8, plan for savings. And I hope you've been doing this. Your original yearly financial goals, like I said, can change depending upon how your business is doing. So if you anticipated a slow year because of the pandemic, but you're ending up having a more successful year, you'll need to reevaluate your savings and increase them if you can. And last item on my list, number 9, evaluate any desired mid-year changes. It's a good time to sit back and do some broad evaluating of everything in your organization. These may include using different accounts for certain transactions, performing those budget updates, even making employee changes or job description changes. So whether or not you decide to implement some or all of these recommendations, remember it's not always going to be as slow as it is now, so take advantage of this slow time while you can. It may simply be a 2-hour exercise or an 8-hour exercise, but you'll thank yourself in the fall for getting ahead while you could. You want to make sure your vision and goals are always accessible and at the top of your mind, rather than just once or twice a year. So write them down and post them in places you frequent at work or at home. I sometimes even make them the screensaver on my phone. Read them out loud each day as a reminder of the commitment you're making to positive changes in your business. This is how you can continue to grab life by the bottom line. As always, thanks for listening. And if you have any questions you would like included in future episodes, please go to the Numbers in Tech Instagram account and send me a message. And as always, I really, really appreciate you subscribing to this podcast and submitting those reviews. Thank you. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Numbers in Tech podcast. Future episodes will include chats with other amazing entrepreneurs. Let's keep the conversations going, whether you are running the show or working on your side hustle. We give you the business advice you need. If you learned something new or felt inspired, let me know. If you want more tips and great information, follow my Instagram account, Numbers in Tech, or email info@numbersintech.com. Always remember to grab life by the bottom line.